The night my car burst into flames, I'd agreed to babysit for my supervisor, Sergeant Peters, because it meant spending a couple nights with HBO and without roommates arguing about who emptied the dishwasher last or what movie to watch. I liked Sergeant Peters. He was a big, corn-fed looking guy who had only hit on me once and only sulked about my rejection when he was drinking. I'd been in the Air Force long enough to know that that's about as much as you can hope for in a military guy. They took rejection easier if I told them I was gay. That's likely why most of my small unit knew about me, or at least thought they did. I didn't exactly make an announcement, but telling one person, if only to convince him he didn't have a chance, was as good as telling 20 others. But other than some unfunny jokes, the rumors hadn't been a problem. Anyway, I liked Peters well enough. His kid wasn't too much of a pain, but mostly I liked his two German shepherds. That night, I'd sent his kid to bed, popped EdTV into the VCR because I was a lesbian and required to watch every Ellen movie, and I settled in on the couch in the family room at the back of the house. Then I heard the windows rattle in their frames. The dogs went nuts. I ran to the front window and saw my new shiny black Acura Integra engulfed in flames. The kid wandered into the hallway, half asleep in her pajamas. I think she was 12 at the time. I told her to go out back. I didn't know if the house was on fire, but if it wasn't, it would be soon. I hadn't parked but 2 feet from the garage. I was trying to get a hold of the dogs when I saw her open the front door. I got her turned around. I ushered the dogs and her out back and ran inside for the phone and a blanket so she wouldn't freeze. I called 911 and watched a fireball shoot into the air high enough I could see it over the roof. The firemen came, doused the flames, and called the sheriff. They told me the house was safe. I sent the kid to bed. I called Sergeant Peters, and he said not to let anyone inside. Peters liked his guns, and maybe they weren't all legal. So there I was, talking to a redneck sheriff in backwoods South Carolina in 1999, where the rebel flags outnumbered American flags, and I knew his smirk when he asked who would do this was an insinuation. I took a drag off my cigarette to buy enough time to decide on an answer. I said, "Someone thought I was gay." I didn't say I was gay. He asked me if I was gay. I said, "Hey, don't ask, don't tell, right?" The punchline of the 90s. I'm not always this cool and collected, not even usually. This is what happens when I'm facing an authority figure. I can't meet their eyes, but I wouldn't show fear. I know better. I'd been through this before. Not with the cops, but when I was growing up. Interrogation was something I was used to. I knew the drill. Stay calm. See the question behind the question. Stick as close to the truth as possible. Don't give too much away, or they'll think you're hiding something. Liars always explain too much. Sheriff Horton didn't laugh. He said he didn't have a problem with gay people. He liked Ellen. I told him, "I can't answer that. You know I can't answer that." He asked me if anything was wrong with the car. Other than it smoldering in the driveway, no,